Everybody praise the Lord. It's a great joy to be in Gombe State. And our deputy governor, we do appreciate the government and all our leaders who are here. Time will fail us to mention names one by one, but we do appreciate the unity of the people of God in Gombe State. And we are praying that today will be a turning point for everyone, for every family, for every community. Peace will reign in Gombe State in Jesus' name. A time of prosperity, a time of progress, it will start today. I said it will start today. Where are you? Are you there? It's coming your way. Let's pray together. Father, in Jesus' name, we bless your name for today. A great day. An unforgettable day. A day of blessing. A day of open heavens. And a day of supernatural power. I'm asking, Lord, that you touch everyone. You turn every life around and bring your joy to every life. Confirm your blessing in everyone. In Jesus' name I pray. Thank you very much. You can sit down. I'm reading one verse of scripture to you. Tonight I want to emphasize the word better. Your life is going to have a better beginning. Your life is going to have a better touch. Something good is going to happen to you. A special miracle. A special transformation. A special prayer coming your way. I'm reading from Ezekiel chapter 36. And I'm reading from verse 11. I want you to notice what God is telling you tonight. And the blessing God is bringing to you tonight. Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 11. And I will multiply upon you man and beast. And they shall increase and bring forth. And bring fruit. And I will settle you after your old estate. And will do better unto you than at your beginning. And you shall know that I am the Lord. The Lord is telling us something here. He's saying that this very night, you will know that God is God. God of power, a God of the supernatural, a God of all possibilities, a God of blessing, a God that is going to hold your life and turn your life around for the better. And because of that, he says in that verse, he says, I will. He says, I'm determined to bless you. I'm determined to turn your life around. I'm determined to open the heavens and shower blessings upon you. He says, I will multiply. Your blessings tonight will multiply. Your joy tonight will multiply. The goodness of God in your life tonight will multiply. The fulfillment of your desires will multiply. All your desires, everything you're asking for, everything you're running after, those good things for your personal life, for your family, for your profession, for your Christian life, everything will have a better touch from above. And then he says, you'll bring forth fruit. Barrenness will be over. Fruitlessness will be over. Emptiness will be over. But he wants to bring fruit in your life, that you will be able to say, I am happy, I am alive at such a time like this. And then he says, he'll bring the good old days. And there are some things that are happening today that you said it wasn't like that in the good old days. And the Lord is saying, I'm going to bring back the good old days. And then he says, I will do better unto you than at your beginning. Any good time you ever saw, a better time is coming. Any good thing you ever got, a greater thing is coming. And it is for everyone. You are going to receive tonight. I said you are going to receive tonight. Better things, greater things, higher things, bigger things. Then the Lord says, today you will know I am the Lord. That is the God who has not changed. The God of all possibilities. The God of all power. He comes to you tonight. He will enrich your life. I'm talking to you tonight on an unforgettable encounter for a better beginning. Unforgettable encounter for a better beginning. That means as you look at your life, if you are not happy with what you have got, tonight you'll begin again. A better beginning. You are not happy. You are not joyful. You are not fulfilled. You are not satisfied. It's like you are in despair. And you are wondering, what kind of life is this? But tonight, something better will begin in your life. If you believe, say amen. An unforgettable encounter. That means you have to encounter the Lord. You will not just sit back and say, okay, let whatever will happen. An encounter. God is coming your way, and you are coming to the way of God. God is reaching out to you, and you are reaching out to God. God says, I come to bless you. You said, Lord, here I am. I want your blessing. And when there's a connection between you and the Almighty, a connection between you and God, a connection between you and the Savior, a connection between you and power, an explosion of miracle will happen in your life. If you believe, say amen. An unforgettable encounter. You'll forget the water that has gone under the bridge. But the new beginning today is what you will now remember. The blessing today is what you'll now remember. The goodness of God today is what you'll remember. Something unforgettable. Something supernatural. Something wonderful is coming your way today. There are three things we're going to look at. Number one, divine provision from our Maker. Divine provision from our Maker. When the Lord made you, wherever you are, Maybe you're a minister. Maybe you're a member. Maybe you are one of the multitudes. A minister in the work of God. A worker in the service of God. A worker that is serving God in the church. That's who we call a minister. Or a minister in the government. Or a minister in the community. A minister that is blessing the lives of other people. Or you are a member of the church. A member in a denomination. And you are saying today, can something happen to me? I want to tell you, according to the infallible word of God, that something today will happen to you
there.
By the time we finish and you are going out, you will look at yourself. You will say, I got something. I got something. Who am I talking about there? Anybody there? You will get something. Something. Something is coming your way. A minister. A member. The multitudes. All of us. God has made us. And he has made provision for us. That's what I'm talking on. Number one. Divine provision from our maker. Number two. Desirable promises for our ministry. Desirable ministry. What God has created you for. When God created you, he had something in mind. You see all those birds that are flying. He created the butterfly, they are flying. Do you see that fish that is swimming? He created the fish to swim and the fish is swimming. Look up, do you see the sun shining? He created the sun to give light and the sun is shining. Do you see all the grass growing? He created the vegetation to serve humanity. Everything God created is serving its purpose. When God created you, he had something in mind that without you, that thing cannot be done. And tonight, you are going to have an encounter with the Almighty. That purpose for which you are created, he has given a promise, is going to fulfill that purpose. I congratulate you. I rejoice with you that as you are here tonight, your life will follow a better direction. Your life will bear a better fruit. You will wake up in the morning and say, praise the Lord, I am alive. You will not be asking the question again, why am I here? My life is useless. Uselessness cancelled away from your life tonight. Desirable promises for our ministry. Number three. Dynamic power. Dynamic power. The power I'm talking about tonight is like a bulldozer. Every mountain in your life, bulldozer power is coming. Every mountain in your life, the bulldozer will thrash everything, throw everything away. All those things you are crying about, wipe away your tears. Dynamic power for your miracle. Dynamic power for your miracle. Somebody there needs a miracle. Somebody there needs a miracle. Blind eyes will open. The lame will rise up and walk. Every mountain you carry on your back will go away. HIV, AIDS will vanish away. Your sickness, you will heal. And then all those communities that are fighting, peace has come in that community. Insecurity of life because of this, because of that, tonight your insecurity has gone. Dynamic power for your miracle. I am ready. Somebody there, I am ready. Somebody there, I am ready. You are ready. And it's coming your way. Look at this. Number one. Number one is the provision. The provision, that's the divine provision from our maker. Our maker, what's he saying? Our maker, what has he provided? Our maker, what does he want to give to you? Ezekiel chapter 36. I'm reading from verse 25. Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 25. Then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and you shall be clean. It's preparing you for something. And it says, first of all, I will sprinkle clean water upon you, and you shall be clean. When you are going for an interview, you're going for a new job, you wash yourself, you clean up yourself, you put on your best clothes so you can look good. And then when you get to the interview, the people who are there interview you, even before you speak at all, they look at you, they say, this one is ready for the job. God is getting you to an interview. He wants to prepare you for something great. He wants to prepare you for something marvelous. And he says, come on here. I'm going to get you ready. I will sprinkle clean water upon you, and you'll be clean. So that when you appear before the Almighty, and the angels see you, they will say, this is a candidate for something good. Tonight, you are that candidate. I said, tonight, you are that candidate. That's why he said, you cannot clean up yourself enough. Whatever you try to do, I want to live a better life. I want to clean up myself. I want to turn over a new leaf. I resolve, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. When you finished everything, and the angels look at you, they will see still something that is not proper. So God said, don't worry about that. I will prepare you for the greater life coming for you. And so he says, I will sprinkle clean water upon you, and you shall be clean from all your filthiness and from all your idols. Will I cleanse you? He says he'll do that for you. That it will cleanse you. And it is a provision from our maker. He knows the dirty part of our lives. Even the part we don't know. Internally, that dirty corner. Outwardly, that dirty corner. The thing that God will see and say, how is he as dirty as that? How is he as defiled as that? He is not suitable for blessing. But God's mercy is coming your way. God's mercy is coming your way. Are you there? I said, are you there? Where are you? I said, where are you? God's mercy is coming. He will wash you. He will cleanse you. He will forgive your sin. That's why he sent Jesus Christ to die on the cross of Calvary. and what can wash away your sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can take all your stain away? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Rock of ages, cleave for me. Let me hide myself in thee. Let the water and the blood from your wounded side that flow to my heart and flow to my life, and be of sin the double kill. Pardon my sin, forgive my sin. I am the candidate. I want the blessing. I am the candidate. Sprinkle that clean water upon my dirty life, upon my dirty behavior, and cleanse me and forgive me. He said, that's what I wanted to do. All you need to do is make the connection and say, Lord, I am the one. Lord, I am the one. I want forgiveness. And forgiveness will come to you. Look at that verse 25 again. Then I will. There is no middle ground between you and God. There is no wall or partition between you and God. He is your maker. And once you come, and you say, make me over again, refashion me again, renew my life again, knock out all these dirty things out of my life. He says, yes, I will. He says, when do you want me to do it? And you say, tonight, a better life tonight, a cleaner life tonight, a richer life tonight, a happier life tonight. When do you want that better life? I say, when do you want that better life? Where are you? When do you want the better life? Today, today. He said he will do it. He said he will do it. I'm rejoicing with you. Your life will climb the highest mountain. Your life will have the greatest achievement. Your life will be beautiful. Angels will look at you and see the beauty of God in your life. Your family will see the beauty of God in your life. Because God says, I will cleanse you. All you need to do, don't hide anything. Don't come and tell God, I'm goody, goody, goody. I'm beautiful, I'm wonderful. I've never sinned in my life. I am pure, I am righteous. Don't come and tell that lie today. Just come as you are and say, Lord, I need cleansing. I need forgiveness. I need the fulfillment of that promise, the divine provision for my maker. Look at Jesus that died for you to take your sins away. And then he brings the cleansing. The cleansing after your repentance. What's repentance? Lord, I am sorry. I did that bad thing. I didn't know how to do any better. I turn. I want to be a child of God. I want to be clean. I believe on Jesus Christ. I believe he died for me on the cross of Calvary. Lord, I accept. Lord, I believe. I accept the forgiveness now. And then it will happen. When you go to take your bath in the morning, now you're clean. You wash your head, you wash your body, you wash your feet, you wash your hands. I'm telling you something. Your hands, what you do. Your feet, where you go. Your head, what you think. Your eyes, what you see. Your ears, what you hear. All those dirty things that went through those avenues. cleansing will come tonight. I said cleansing will come tonight. It's coming to you. I said it's coming to you. It's coming over there. It's coming over there. You are getting it tonight in Jesus' name. Look up here. Somebody just came from the bathroom. He's cleansed head and everything together. And then he opens the door. He comes out of the bathroom. And then he comes out of the living room. And he wants to open the door that goes out. And I happen to be there. I said, my friend, come. I said, where are you going? He said, I'm going for an interview. I said, are you going like that? He said, no, yes, because I am clean. I said, you are clean, but you are naked. And then he looks at himself. And he said, preacher, what do I do? I said, now your body is clean. You must put on clean clothes as well. When God cleanses your mind, and he cleanses your hand, and he cleanses your feet, and he cleanses your face, then he puts new clothing upon you, and it is the robe of righteousness. And tonight the Lord will give you an invisible robe. It's a robe of righteousness. The angels will envy you. Even the saints will envy you. I will look at you and say, this is beautiful. God is going to clean you, number one. Number two, he's going to put the robe of righteousness around you. And then you go out. When Satan sees you, he will recognize you as the child of the King of Kings. A special cleansing and a special robe, it will come upon you tonight. And then when you pray and you are clothed in the righteousness of Christ, as you open your mouth and the angels are right there looking at you and they're saying, this is beautiful. And God is looking at you, this is marvelous. Every prayer we pray on your behalf, God will answer you. I say God will answer you. That's number one. The divine provision, and it's for you. I said it's for you. If it's for you, where are you? I said it's for you, where are you? It's coming upon your life in Jesus' name. Number two, desirable promises. You know, he's giving us promises that I cannot begin to tell you. From beginning to the end, from the spiritual to the natural, from the smallest to the greatest. Number one, he will change your heart. Did you hear me? I said, did you hear me? You know, as you look at the things that are happening, there are different kinds of hearts. Let me first of all tell you. You see your hand? Where is your hand? Raise it up. Where is your hand? Raise it up. Wave it at me like this so I can see you. Wonderful. Wonderful. That hand will become wonderful. The hand can do nothing except the heart dictates to the hand. When you raise the hand, it's the heart that commands that hand to go. When you fold your hands, it's not just, it's a heart. The feet can do nothing. The feet can go nowhere except the heart tells the feet, go there. Your eyes will not look at anything except the heart tells the eyes, look at that. Your mind will not think about anything, except your heart will dictate to your mind, think about this. The heart. Look up here. That is the heart of an animal. You see that lion. The lion, once he sees another animal, will run there, grab that animal, tear the animal in pieces. If somebody has the heart of an animal, what the animal heart says, that's what the hand will do. If somebody has the heart of a gentle woman, what that gentle heart says, that's what the hand will do. If somebody has the heart of a sympathizing man, what that heart tells the hand, that's what the hand will do. If somebody has the heart of a comforter, it's the word of comfort that will come out of the mouth. And because the heart is the center of action, your heart is the throne of action. That's why now there is a promise. Look at verse 26. A new heart also will I give you. A new heart also will I give you. Remember. Your heart is the center of action. Your heart is the source of action. Your heart is the originator of your action. God says your old life will continue. The old hand will continue to do the old thing. The old mouth will continue to say the old things. Old eyes wanting to see the old things. Old fighting hand will continue to fight until the heart now is changed. A new heart, a loving heart, a good heart, a wonderful heart, a comforting heart, a loving heart. When that heart has changed, and how can I change your heart? How can I change my own heart? Can I dip my hand inside me? Put my hand in my throat and bring out the heart and change the heart? No, I cannot. No, you cannot. But God, who performs operation without cutting you with any knife, God who can go there into that interior part, he said, don't worry about it. Just come to my operating table and I will perform the operation. And he says, a new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. I will take away. This is the heavenly doctor talking. It's the heavenly surgeon talking. He says that thing inside here, that is the wrong kind of heart. Wrong heart, bad hand. Wrong heart, bad feet. Wrong heart, bad eyes. Wrong heart, bad action. He says, I will perform the operation. I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh. And I will give you an heart of flesh. That's one promise. That promise will be fulfilled tonight. I said that promise will be fulfilled tonight. Lord, give me a new heart. Somebody shout with me, Lord, give me a new heart. Lord, give me a new heart. new heart will produce new habits. New heart will produce new actions. New heart will go to new places. New heart will do something new. I thank God tonight you are there. There is enough new heart in heaven to give to 1, 2, 3, 400,000, 10,000, all the thousand, to give new heart to everybody tonight. You will get it. And he says, I will. It's something he's been waiting to do. An operation he wants to perform in you. The heart of joy. The heart of happiness. The heart of good desires. The heart of good action. The heart of a new life. The heart of a new thinking. He will do it. Then he gives us the promise of healing. The promise of healing. He says, you will go and pray unto me. And if you say, Lord, heal me, he will heal you. He went about doing good. He's coming to that place we're sitting down. He's coming to that place we're standing up. He went about. And he's doing good. Healing all. Somebody is going to get healed tonight. I said somebody is going to get healed tonight. What is the person going to get healed tonight? You will be healed. It will heal you. From the top of your head to the tip of your toe. He will heal you tonight in Jesus' name. He says, I will deliver you from all evil. Every evil, every curse in your life tonight, the Lord will take away. Desirable promises. And the Lord is going to fulfill it tonight. Healing is coming your way. Deliverance is coming your way. Plenty is coming your way. It will supply all your need. I have certificate. I don't have job. Your job has come. I have intelligence. I don't have the thing to do. The job profession has now started. I am married and there's no child. Miracle child has come tonight. I'm not married. I've been looking for wife. I look north, I look south, I look west, I look east. Tonight, look to God. That wife has come in Jesus' name. I'm looking for husband I've not got. He says he will supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. A blessing has come your way. Desirable promises for ministry. All you want to do, the work of God will prosper in your hand. Somebody is getting ready for miracle today. Where is he? Somebody is getting ready. I said he's getting ready. What is the person I'm talking about? You are the candidate for miracle. It will come in Jesus' name. How will it come? I said, how will it come? Dynamic power. I see it coming. The anointing that breaks every yoke. I see it coming. The answer to every prayer. I see it coming. The power of the Holy Ghost. I see it coming. The dynamite from heaven. I see it coming. Blind eyes going to open. I see it coming. The lame rising up and walking. I see it coming. Because with him all things are possible. That issue of blood clearing away. I see it coming. Miracle. Everybody shout miracle. It's coming your way. Because of dynamic power. Dynamic power for your miracle. Matthew chapter 28, reading from verse 18. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power. Shout it with me. All power. Shout it out aloud. All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. All power. The power to solve your problem. The power to forgive your sin. The power to change your life. The power to roll your mountains away. The power to take that madness away from you. Dynamic power, like a bulldozer. That mountain that stands in front of you, that mountain will move away. I said that mountain will move away. Glory to God, glory to God. Something is going to happen. All power is given unto him in heaven and on earth. He said, go ye therefore. That's why we come to Gombe. I come with that power. The power of the Lord Jesus. In Luke chapter 10 verse 19. Luke chapter 10 verse 19. Behold, I give unto you power. Behold, I give unto you power. Am I talking to somebody there today? Is somebody getting ready there today? Is somebody going to explain the power today? Dynamic power. Like a dynamite. Like an explosive. All your problems will blow everything away. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions. To tread on serpents and scorpions. And over all the power of the enemy. Over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by enemies hurt you. Your time has come. Somebody there said your time has come. The time of power. The time of release. The time of miracle. The time of the explosion. The time of all those problems getting away from your life. Behold, behold, behold. Look at this. Gaze at it. Understand. It is so near. It is very close. He said, look at it in front of you. The hand of the Almighty. The power of the Almighty. The goodness of God. Look at the bulldozer from heaven that comes to take all your mountains away. Behold, I give unto you power over all the power of the enemy. Over all the power of the enemy. And from today, nothing shall by enemies hurt you. Are you ready? Somebody there, are you ready? Divine provision. Desirable promises and dynamic power. Dynamic power. Tonight you will make the connection with the source of that dynamic power. First of all, he will cleanse you. He will wash you. Then he will put the robe of righteousness on you. He will give you forgiveness. And he'll give you salvation. Because it's from the cross of Calvary. And if you're ready, tonight is your night of forgiveness. Tonight is the night of your salvation. Tonight is the night of the joy. A new joy in your life. The beginning of a better life. Anybody getting ready there? I said anybody getting ready there? Where is he? What is she? Wonderful. It's bowed and eyes closed. It's bowed and eyes closed. If you're coming to that renewal tonight, you're coming to that forgiveness tonight, and you'll say, yes, Lord, I am here. I want that cleansing. The blood of Jesus flowing from Calvary. I want that cleansing. Anywhere you are, you raise up your hand. You say, Lord, I am here. This new life, this better life, this joyful life, this happy life. Lord, I am here tonight. Where are you? You raise up your hand. If you are raising up your hand, you will stand up. You will stand up. I am the candidate. I am the candidate. What are you? You stand up. That's right. Wonderful. Just stand up there. Say, Lord, I am here. I am the candidate. I want that cleansing. Take all the dirty things in my life away. Take all the dirty actions away. And I need a new heart. I need a new heart. Anybody standing up there? Anybody standing up there? Anybody standing up there? Okay, now you close your eyes. You close your eyes. Just tell the Lord, Lord, I am. I am that sinner. Lord, I am dirty. Tell the Lord, tell the Lord. Lord, I am dirty. I want you to cleanse me. Lord, I believe. Tell him, Lord, I believe. Shout it out. Lord, I believe. Jesus died for me. His blood will cleanse me. Say it, say it. His blood will cleanse me. And then, Lord, give me the robe of righteousness. Give me the robe of righteousness. Take the animal heart away from me. Take that bad heart away from me. Take that wicked heart away from me. Take the cruel heart away from me. And give me a new loving heart. A new change of heart. Give me, Lord. And then let your power break the power of sin away from my life. Tell him, tell him, tell him. Break the power of sin away from my life. Change me completely. Now say, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. You promised me. I asked you. I know you've done it. Thank you, Lord. I receive. My sins are forgiven. I receive. I have salvation. I receive. I have eternal life. I receive. I have a new life. I receive. I have a new heart. From tonight, my life will become different. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Keep up your hand. I'm going to pray for you now. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for all your people that say you shall forgive them, you shall cleanse them, you shall save them, you shall give them a new heart. Lord, I pray, you are a faithful God. Give them what they have asked you in Jesus' name. Confirm their salvation. Give them the joy of salvation. And give them that new life. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. God bless you. Keep on standing. The counselors are going to come to you now. Just stay where you are. They come and reach you where you are. Counselors, get to them. And then take all the questions you want to ask them. Ask them those questions. After this brief session, I am coming back. Just in a few minutes' time. And the bulldozer of heaven will destroy all the mountains of sicknesses in your life. Tonight, your miracle has come. The delivery of that miracle is coming in a few minutes. We call on our state pastor to help us during this time of counseling. So that we can finish this and then healing, miracle, deliverances will come your way.
Counselors, let's get to the people quickly.
Reach them with the necessary materials and take down their names. And those of you who are standing, please give us your correct name. Your correct address. Your email address. Your telephone number. The name with which you are called in the place you live. The address of the place where you are working. If you are a student, write down the name of your school. Now that you have decided, we believe every information you are giving will be the correct information about you. Now that the heart is clean, the heart will say what is right. If you can write on your own, please write down the information we are requesting from you yourself. If you cannot write, please give the correct information. Counselors, let's be fast about thee. As soon as we are true, the servant of the Lord is coming back to pray the miracle prayer. He has promised to pray. And that prayer will bring heaven's result upon your life. But let's do this quickly. Counselors, let's be fast. Workers, choir members, pastors, everyone, let's get there. Let's reach the people quickly. Take down their name. Please make sure every information you are giving us about yourself is the correct information. Your correct telephone number. If you have email, please give us the correct email address. If the place where you live doesn't have a fixed address, give us a description by which we can reach you. We are requesting this information from you to enable us to come closer and help you to make progress in this good decision you have taken today. A decision to leave the wrong path. A decision for a better life. A decision to connect with the Almighty Father. A decision to be a citizen in God's kingdom. Don't allow any other thing to come in between you and this good decision. Let nobody tell you any other thing by the corner and say, don't try. Write what we're asking you to write. The Lord is delighted in you. The decision you have taken now has brought you into relationship with the Lord. God is faithful. He will always do his part. You also be faithful. Give correct information. The Lord will bless you as you do that. And that is to enable us to come closer to you so that you will make progress in this journey you have decided to take today. A journey with the Lord. A decision for a better life. To enjoy better things from the Lord. Counselors, let's be fast about thee. So that we come and allow the servant of the Lord to come back and pray the miracle prayer. Prayer for everybody. Prayer for our state, Gombe State. And prayer for our nation, Nigeria. Prayer for every family. Prayer for individual. Prayer for a progressive life. Let's be fast. Counselors, let's be fast. Let's be fast. If you can write, please just collect the material, write yourself. If you cannot, please give the correct information. Your name, your telephone number, your email address. If you have any other information you need to give us to reach you, please do so. If you are a student, please give us the name of your school. Let's be fast. Let's be fast. Counselors, let's be fast. If you are outside the pitch, please just give us the same information. Counselors, quickly, quickly. Our supervisors, as soon as we are through, you wave to me. Brother Sam Ogwabo, as soon as we are through, please give me a signal. The pastor is waiting for us. Let's be fast about what we are doing. Those on my right hand side, please, let's be fast. Those on the left hand side, please, let's be fast. Those at the far end to my left, please, let's be fast. Counselors in front, let's be fast. A pastor is waiting for us. He wants to pour out what the Lord has deposited in him. Please, let's cooperate so we can give him the chance to do what the Lord is asking him to do. Please, counselors, let's be very fast. Let's be very fast. The pastor is already on his feet. And he's waiting for us. Quickly take their names and let's round up so we can give him chance. The Lord bless you as well. Cooperate and walk fast. And please, those of you giving the information about yourself, there's going to be a banquet tomorrow. 3 p.m. at the Deeper Life Bible Church behind Echo Bank. Please, we should round up now, allow the pastor to pray. He will submit.
Please, those of you counselors, submit all the sleeve you have to the supervisors in charge of the various sections. Supervisors, let's please gather all the slips together. Thank you very much as you do that.
Somebody praise the Lord. Miracle is coming. I said, praise the Lord. The bulldozer power. Miracle working power. Supernatural power. Ass shaking power. It's coming your way. What are you? Stand up to get the miracle. Stand up to catch your miracle. Counselors, stay there with our people. Counselors, anywhere you are, just stay there with them. When those miracles take place, you will recognize a miracle. And then you will come out of those people. If you are blind, indicate your blindness. And let the counselors go and stay near them. You brought anyone deaf and dumb. You raise up here and let your counselors go there. Anybody on the wheelchair, let counselors go there. You have one leg shorter than the other. Raise your hand, let the counselors go to them. You brought anybody with mental problem, let the counselors go there. And whatever problem you have, you lay your hand where the problem is, and then you raise up the other hand, and we will pray that dynamic power will come to reach you there. When you hear the final amen, if you couldn't see before, open your eyes, you will see. You couldn't walk before, get up, you will walk. Anybody deaf and dumb, you check them, they will hear and speak. Anybody may have a mental problem, check up, everything will become normal. Power. 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 Power is coming your way. Raise up that hand. Final amen. You check up. The problem is solved. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for this moment of power, moment of dynamic power, moment of supernatural power, moment of mountain moving power, moment of miracle working power. Lord, I send your power upon everyone in Jesus' name. Break the yoke of evil. Break the work of Satan. Destroy every evil sin. Release your people into miracle in Jesus' name. I command that evil spirit of madness, spirit of insanity, I command you, come out in Jesus' name. That spirit of epilepsy, I command you, come out in Jesus' name. I command all those evils be walking about in the body, tormenting, afflicting, torturing the life. I command you, tormenting spirit, come out in Jesus' name. I command that swelling in your body, in the tummy, swelling in the private part, swelling in the head, swelling under the armpit, swelling in the feet. I command you, mountain of swelling, be removed in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray for those who have terminal disease. I command that cancer to dry up. be healed in Jesus' name. HIV AIDS, I command you, come out in Jesus' name. Ulcer, I command you, be healed in Jesus' name. Anemia, I command you, come out in Jesus' name. That respiratory problem, you cannot breathe well, asthma, be healed in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray for the pain all over the body of that individual. Pain, I command you, be healed in Jesus' name. Any evil spirit tormenting any life, any curse and any yoke, I break that yoke right now. I destroy that thing right now. Be healed in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray in the community, in the state over here in Gombe, where there is that evil power of killing one another, that murderous spirit, I command you, come out of there in Jesus' name. And all the destruction of insurgency and insecurity, spirit of the Almighty God from heaven, come in the hearts of those people and set them free from the insecurity, insurgency, in Jesus' name. Lord, families that have been affected, everything they have lost, in your own miraculous way, give them back in Jesus' name. Peace has come. Progress has come. Security has come. Confirm it upon this whole stage in Jesus' name. That person that is deaf and dumb, that deafness, I command you, come out. Begin to hear in Jesus' name. That dumbness, I command you, come out in Jesus' name. Begin to speak out in Jesus' name. Blind eyes be open. Blind eyes be open. That cataract come out. That glaucoma come out. That dimness of sight come out. I command those blind eyes begin to see in Jesus' name. Pain of arthritis in your waist, in your knee, in your ankle, in your elbow, in your shoulder. That pain of arthritis, come out in Jesus' name. That short leg, grow out right now. That short leg, grow out right now. That withered hand, grow out right now. Those who have stroke, I command the power to come upon your life. Rise up and walk. Rise up and walk. Rise up and walk. Those who are paralyzed and lay, power upon your life. Rise up and walk in Jesus' name. Everywhere. Everywhere. To the right and to the left. Everywhere at the center, at the back. Everywhere in the front. Everywhere to my back. Miracle power. Miracle power. Miracle power. Release it everywhere in Jesus' name. Receive your miracle. Receive your miracle. Receive your miracle. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Son. Thank you, Holy Ghost. I know it is done. I know it is done. In Jesus' name we pray. Another amen from Gombe stage. It has happened. It has happened. Check up yourself. If you were blind before, open those eyes now, you can see. If you were lame before, rise up, you can walk. If you brought anybody deaf and dumb, check up on them right now. And now they can hear, they can speak. Anything you were not able to do before, the miracle is released on you. Begin to do it. Look at that miracle there. 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 Everywhere, everywhere. Shout of joy. Everywhere. Sound of miracle. Everywhere. Sign of supernatural. Everywhere. Everywhere. Look at that. Look at that. Demonstrate that. And then you counselors, you bring them out. Miracle time.
It's happening. It's happening. It is happening. It is happening. There is a definite performance. It is happening all over. All over. There is a sweeping. A sweeping across. A sweeping across. There is a sweeping of the mighty power of God all over the stadium here. The Lord is doing it. Definite miracles. Definite miracles. Just bring them out. Bring them out for a testimony. Bring them out. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It's a time of shouting. Shouting for joy. Shouting for joy. Shouting for joy. A time of celebration. Celebration of miracles. Counselors, please bring them out. Bring them out. We want them to come out. Counselors, help us bring them out. The Lord is touching people here this evening. It's a day of special blessing. It's a day of special blessing. The Lord has rained it down. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. The young man is coming out there. Raising up the steel. Yes, let them come out. We want them out here to come and share their testimony. Bring them out. Bring them out. Thank God for what is happening here this evening. There is a mighty sweeping across. Miracles are flowing. The Lord is touching life. Bring them out. Please find a way for them to come out. The word of power has been declared. The miracle prayer has been prayed. And there is a definite performance. The Lord is at work. Where are the others? Bring them out, please. Bring them out. Don't stay there in the crowd. Please, counselors, let's help them to find their way in here. The pastors, you'll please help us quickly. Bring them out here quickly. 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 Let other people hear of the great things the Lord is doing. And then we rejoice with them. That is it. Please, counselors, find a way, bring them out. We want them down here in front. The pastors, you please help us, workers, all our leaders. The Lord has touched many lives here this evening. Here at the stadium in Gombe State. The Lord is distributing miracles. Please, we want them here in front. We are waiting. We are waiting. Great is the Lord. Great is the manifestation of His power. It's a day of visitation. Please bring the people. Bring them. Workers, counselors, please help bring them. Please, please, let's be fast. Those of you coming from the right hand side, please come. Come quickly. You'll share your testimony here this evening. The Lord is wonderful. The Lord is wonderful. The Lord is wonderful. Great things are happening here. The Lord is touching many lives. Bring them out quickly. Let our overseers help to interview them. Region overseers, please. Group pastors, please, let's interview them. So they can share their testimony. Don't sit down there. Please come out. Thank you very much. Bring them out. Bring them out. Very much. Bring them out. Bring them out. We are waiting. Bring them out. Bring them out. Just come, just come. Praise God for what He's doing here. Praise God for what He's doing here. This is the Lord's doing. This is the Lord's doing. Diverse miracle. Diverse miracle is a day of special blessing. Diverse miracle. The Lord is working wonders. Help them to come out. Help them to come out. Let them come and share their testimony. This is the Lord's doing. Praise the Lord for what is happening. Great things are happening here in Gombe State. At the stadium here. The Lord is blessing life. Wonderful. 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 Jesus is great. His mercies are great. The Lord is touching love. What a mighty God. The Lord is proving Himself here. To Him alone be the glory. Don't stay back. Don't stay back. Don't stay back. Don't stay back. Great is the Lord. This is the finger of the Lord. Lives have been transformed. Healings and deliverances. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Please let's interview them. Leaders, overseers, workers, counselors, let's do that. The Lord is touching lives here. At the Pantami Stadium, Gombe. This is the finger of the Lord. The Lord is great. The Lord is great. To Him be the glory. Please, let's bring them out. Counselors, bring them out. Just interview them. We give them opportunity to share their testimony.
testimonies.
Please, electronic brethren, just get the microphone across. So they can share the testimony there where everybody will see them and hear them. To God be the glory. Great things the Lord is doing. To God be the glory. Great things are happening here. Spectacular miracles. Spectacular miracles. Spectacular healing. Deliverance. Transformation of life. A better life. A better life. The Lord is proving it here. In such a definite way. To God be the glory. Please, let's bring the people. More are coming. More are coming. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. This is the Lord's doing. Miracle galore. Miracle galore. Miracle galore. Miracle galore. Where are the Pantami Stadium in Gombe? The Lord is moving mightily. Great is the power of the Lord here this day. Testimony? Okay. We want to listen to the first testimony.
Tasiru. Allura da aka yi mun. Shikena kawai ni na samu rayuwa na a wannan. Ya kai shekara 20 hakan nan. Sai yo.
Muya bi ubangiji. Muya bi ubangiji.
His name. His
please,
name.
Please,
is
let's listen.
He has had injection before this time, and for the period of 20 years he could not walk, but today Bashiru can walk with his legs. You can see. That is the wheelchair right there. Bashiru is perfectly healed now. Yes, next one.
Praise the Lord.
The next one, next one. Yes. Next one.
Shade and view.
Yes. Next one.
Go. Shade and view.
What is the Sunanka? Victor.
Victor.
Mayes Ameka.
Better. My petto for I love you.
Everybody praise the Lord. Everybody praise the Lord. Can we hear the next testimony? Wonderful.
Abu Mamaki. Amen.
Wonderful.
Abu Mamaki.
Almost about 2 months, 50 days, and they were just on the special can work on a book right now.
Wonderful.
May I be one Gigi?
Maram Taku. Maram Taku. I got phone.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen.
Next person.
Share that. Praise
the Lord. Sunana Isaku Daudu. Daga song of local government. Daga kushida song of local government. Nafito. Kuna gani wanasan dan neke aruna. Idam badare shiba. Bana iya takawa. Wajen shekara shida na fara jin alaman sanyin kashi ina jin sa kamar abin kamar wasa wasa abin tana dada yin gaba gaba abin tana dada yin gaba gaba na je jalingo a taron daringo wanda shi baban mu kuma ya je wannan guri
na je
wannan guri mai samu warka so ba amma yau din nan da na shiri zan je taro shedan ya shekai ba kudi garin jo
yanzu ka warke
mu yabi ubangiji Allah I am in the Nazoran Taro. The enemy was a bomb. Ban Alayadua. Ban Ayadua. Senanoki Sananan. Nasa Berenta get up Taka de Kabasanda. The Nataka Sandasama. Nataka Bu. Nataka Uku. Nataka Hudu. Senator Abiyayu.
His name is Ishaku Audu. He is from Shongom local government. He has had this problem for the period of 6 years. And he has made several efforts to recover from it, but he could not. Today, after the prayer of our Father in the Lord, Ishaku decided that he was not going to use the stick any longer. And today, Ishaku can walk without the stick. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Next.
Nagaba.
Why Sunanka?
Sunanshi Yakubu Yari.
Lay the monster.
Yana the lung cancer, the by ear magana, answer Michi Roba.
Shekara noa.
Shekara there, the one squanity.
Naya paru yoto, by a dua.
Anna, I do say, I've been your father if you tied the wheel and saka coy.
Say your work.
Eh,
you're
the coward. Then I check, so you got book made if you take it, say Harry.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Yakubu.
His name is Yakubu. Yakubu had cancer, sickness for some time on his throat. And he was just coming from the hospital. And then after the prayer of the man of God today, suddenly the power of God touched the cancer and it started flowing through the night. So right now, he is standing and sound. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Everybody next. Praise the Lord.
Next.
Sheda Nagaba.
Salamat Abdullahi. Shekara Danish, Governor Farachio, my Pangalai, so good. There, Yanzuna Warge Salamatu Abdullahi.
Her name is Salamatu Abdullahi. For the past 1 year, she has had problem with her leg and she could not walk well. But after the prayer of the man of God today, Salamatu Abdullahi is perfectly well. She can walk now. Get up here, Mugani. You can see Salamatu walking. Salamatu is walking. Praise the Lord. Yes, next.
Sheda Nagaba.
I really give God the glory.
Speak loud.
I thank God because of my life. I've been expecting daddy. My name is Susan. Yes, I've been expecting daddy for long because they say it's coming to God.
Just tell us what happened, sister. How long has the problem been?
Yeah. I'm getting to 3 months.
3 months now. Yes. You cannot walk.
Yes.
After the prayer of our Father in the Lord, what happened?
I started walking.
Can you walk now?
Yes.
Okay, walk, let's see. Praise the Lord. She had problem for the past 3 years. She cannot walk properly. After the prayer of the man of God, now our sister is walking without the aid of the clutch she was using. Next, Grace Pace. Next.
Yes, let's get the next testimony.
Please.
Praise God! Praise God! My names are Chief Philip Alechenu Jepi. I'm from Idoma, the chief of Idoma community in Gombe State. This my left eye. I have not been able to use it for the past 5 years. The doctor says it's glaucoma. And I have been taking drugs upon drugs. And I've been sick for some time. I cannot move well. But today, I'm moving well. I give glory and praise to God.
Hello, please, okay.
It's a bio, blue bio.
You
can see me.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise Jesus. Since 1996, I had a motorcycle accident. And since then, I've been a big problem. I've moved from hospital to hospital. And because of the sitting down day to day, my waist is also paining me. But after the prayer of the man of God, I stood up and I moved from that place to this place all alone without the stick. I said, the Lord has done it for me. Praise the Lord!
Hallelujah. I move now, sister. Oh, this is wonderful. Yaruwa, Sister Osai, Taishekara Ashirin. Bata iya tapia kamenda soro mukasani kuma atana de chiwo dabanda bang amayo bayang adua mutuming Allah. Sister Osai tawarike munga tatapida kapanta babu sanda hanumuya bi Allah. Next.
Sheda nagawa.
Yes, go ahead sister.
Praise the Lord. It's over 12 years now. I've been having cough. But since we prayed here, I did not hear the cough again. I think the cough has gone away. I thank God. It's over 6 years.
We are beyond the Chiwong Puka Shekara Shida. I'm not buying a door that I can use. Taka Lama Chiwong Puka Yawarke. We are beyond the Next. Next person.
Okay. Please, let's get the next testimony.
Yes, let's
share that next person.
Baba, say our May the book, why is Sunaka?
Sunana Havner Jakaria. Habner Jakaria.
Make Damwanka.
Damwana Wato Resilapia and Yakama and Tulche Kara Uku in a Kwanjaka don't achieve
Kara Uku. Hey, Yaparuyo.
Wato Yau Nagodo Allah, Yanona Mana Sauki.
Bayan Adua Mayaparu.
Bayan Adua, a Quesauki. Alana Nona Mana Sauki.
How work you go?
Hey,
Toyata Banasu. His name is Hagai. He has been sick for 3 years. But after the prayer of our Father the Lord, Hagai is now well and is sound in Jesus' name.
Please, can you tell us what's the nature of illness?
Next.
Hello, Pastor Solomon. Okay. Pastor Shehu, please. Sorry. What's the nature of his illness?
He was paralyzed for 3 years, sir.
Paralyzed?
Yes.
Is it a feet or hand?
Baba?
I don't know she was at the a couple of days
he
was paralyzed both hands and legs.
Both hands and legs.
Yes, but now praise the Lord. Prayer of the man of God, Baba is well now.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Everybody praise the Lord. Everybody praise the Lord. The Lord has manifested his power here tonight. And we thank God for the great things he has done.